This is Dr. Herbert Alvarado, the Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campbell, California, speaking from Owerri, Nigeria. This morning I'm surrounded by many beautiful people, men, women, and children, all with glowing faces, all with happiness in their heart, and they have decided that they're going to create Nigeria into the paradise of the world. And all because they heard a story that they thought applied to them. They heard the story about acres of diamonds. And the story about acres of diamonds tells how right in our own backyard is our blessing. We don't need to run around the world looking for better places to live and better things to do and better experiences to have. Right in our own backyard is the most wonderful, glorious expression that we could ever want. And for Nigeria here, it's your oil under the ground. And for some other areas, it's the diamonds in the little creek behind their house, like in India. Well, there's a fellow in Pennsylvania, and he wanted to be a geologist all of his life. And he lived with his mother, and went to college and studied geology. And they needed some more money, so they sold their home. They sold their home in Pennsylvania. And then he moved up to Connecticut to work in geology. That's working with stones underground and with mineral deposits and all that kind of stuff, you know. And so he went up there. And when he went up there, he read in the newspaper about something in his hometown. They found oil right in his backyard. And he had just sold the house. He went out to be a mineralogist in studying the stones and studying all these things. And he didn't even study in his own backyard, you know. I mean, you'd think that that'd be the first place to study because it's right there, it's so handy, you know. But he didn't. And he was naturally unhappy, but he realized that traveling around looking for your fortune, looking for opportunity, if you just stop and look in your own backyard, wonderful things are there. And you guys got it here. Now, does the government own the mineral rights underneath your property here?
Yes.
Well, do you get anything from it?
No.
The government's pretty smart, aren't they? and you elected them into office. Well, now you can handle this by mentally seeing the government taking the money and applying that money for hospitals and schools and all sorts of things for the benefit of the people, and seeing your president, I think that's what this guy is, the president here, seeing
he's a legislator.
He's not the whole thing. No. Okay, well, this legislator, he and his wife, they're going to be interested in the people of Nigeria, and instead of making this comment here that he makes, which I thought was very interesting, he said, until we overcome the shackles of poverty and unburden and underdevelopment, the struggle continues. I would get a new legislator. But what we want to do is we don't want to get rid of the shackles of poverty. You're not in any shackles of poverty. None of them. Nobody is. But you want to get in the flow of abundance, in the flow of enjoying the good things of life and the many things, which is not necessarily television, but I know you'd like to have the television, but in the good things of life, which are having proper clothing, proper school, and proper what?
Satellite television.
Oh! Socialized television. I'm sorry, I was on a different track. Socialized television. But, yeah. To have this nation beautiful. Of course, you know, in Russia, they socialized television, and you watched what they showed you. Yeah, that's all they had, and that's what you get too, huh? But it's okay. Your thought can bring about a new Nigeria and a new program, because those legislators are as subject to your thought as they are to your vote. They got themselves in, and they got a clique that keeps them in, and so they're not worried about anything. But your thought can get into their minds and get into their world, and you can see it done because you're creating it as a beautiful thing. That'd be something, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I tell you. And why not? Do you deserve it? Do you deserve the napkin, sir? Yes, we all deserve all the best. And that's what we want. And that's the only thing we want. Thoughts are things. And the absolute philosopher, like you are, thinks thoughts that are beneficial, positive, uplifting, supportive, and work. And I don't know if you know it or appreciate it or even care, but I talk a lot about you guys. I talk a lot about you in seminars all over the world, telling the people that this is Nigeria, the garden spot of the world, lying on a bed of oil, 1/8 the volume of all the oil available in the world. And you are lying on that, and you're sleeping on it. And you'll wake up soon, because the moment you wake up, then everything will be blossoming with flowers, and everything will be blossoming, beautiful highways and beautiful programs all the way through your, and transportation system with trains that run back and forth between the cities that you have at very minimum cost to you, you know. And you'll have all airports, as I say, in every one of your major cities, and you'll have spraying to kill all the mosquitoes so that you don't have the malaria problem anymore, and a number of other things. Why not? These are all thoughts. They might as well be your thoughts, and your thoughts, and your thoughts, wherever you are, there you are, wherever your thoughts are, and your thoughts are bringing results in your life, and you might as well have them be beneficial to you, right?
Yeah.
Right, right. And I know that any of you could escape from Nigeria if you felt you were imprisoned here. Any one of you could. You could escape if you felt imprisoned, but you don't feel imprisoned here. You feel inhibited that you can't travel as you wish, but you're not imprisoned. You like Nigeria. You like this nation. You like this land. You like this temperature. You like everything about it. And all you want to do is just make it even nicer. And that's good. With that attitude, you're not going against anything. You're going for something. Instead of trying to polish out a dent, you pop the dent out and then you polish it and it's all done. So with your thought, with your thought and my thought, and the thoughts of all the people I speak to all around the world about you, about Nigeria, you have all the results of everything you could ever want. And you have it now. It's wonderful, isn't it? You guys are fantastic, and I love you very much.
Nigeria.
Nigeria. We will hear more from you as the days go on. I love you. I love you. I love you.